And they get frustrated when now that, you know, after 6 or 7 months, their PR is maybe a pound or it's not.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. There's beauty right there. Like, reflect back on what you've done. Reflect back on how far you've come instead of beating yourself up for not, maybe just had a bad day. Mine are really bad.
All right.
Yeah. Remember, I'm hanging out with 4-year-olds all day, like picking butts and noses and things like that. That's my life.
Speaking of,
yeah,
that's a good segue. You ready to go?
No, let's do it.
All right. Speaking of picking butts and noses, we were with Toby Jurgen at SB.
Good job. You got my name. Nice job.
Toby Jurgen?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Nice job. I was going to ask you, but I forgot.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, Jurgen. Jurgens lotion.
Like, Jurgens.
How do you even get Jurgens lotion?
That makes sense, though. Jurgens for your kids, right?
I wish. I mean, I wish I got money from the lotion company, but no. Good job. Way to go.
Yeah. We're at SBC Strength and Conditioning.
Yeah.
Home of SBC CrossFit.
Yeah, maybe for a little bit longer until we decide not to affiliate anymore. And
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. SBC Strength and Conditioning.
Okay. We're making a special episode today. And I said, already. See?
That's okay. One.
Just make it, keep a count as we go. This is not Uncharted Performance. These are Toby's tirades.
Toby's tirades.
Just for this episode.
Disgruntled old man, get off my lawn.
Exactly.
I apologize now if I piss anybody off.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
This is not Uncharted Performance. I am not Paul. Until Toby is running the show. You cannot find us on iTunes and Stitcher, and you cannot subscribe anywhere.
No. Some deep, dark black hole on the interwebs.
But if you choose to, make sure you leave us an awesome comment. And 5-star rating.
True.
If you enjoy the tirade.
If you don't like me, stay off my Facebook. I won't respond. But yeah, I used to. Nowadays, I don't really care.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. We got my spiel out of the way.
Am I supposed to subscribe up here?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Subscribe up here.
Yeah, subscribe up here. Thank you for reminding me.
And it can always be down in here.
Yeah, man. Somewhere. See, like
in
I said.
In my pocket.
This is Toby's episode. He's going to be asking me questions, man. <That's> helping me out.
Yeah,
man.
Subscribe. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe.
I forgot on the last episode.
Yeah, you started doing this thing and I remember.
It was my halo.
Good job, Nick. Yeah.
You are the coach and the owner of SPC.
Yeah. I own this place, sole owner, but I'm lucky I have a good group of coaches.
Okay.
And they've evolved over the years and we've evolved over the years, but I don't do any classes anymore, partly because of just what I'm doing with my life. And I do more personal training now, but we have some good coaches that do the rest of it.
Yeah. How long have you been in this space?
We've been in this space since 2010. So 6 years, just over six years, I think this month.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Somewhere in there.
Nice. So
we've been around a while.
Pretty,
yeah.
How old are you?
40.
Yeah.
And after this week, I feel like I'm 50.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we'll open up with this. You had your appendix taken out recently.
Yeah.
And I was joking around that I didn't know you could get your appendix taken out past 20, but
sure can. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for doing this.
No problem. Thanks
You're
for
barely
picking
standing.
Up, thanks for picking up the heavy box that I can't lift. This is about the extent of my lifting for the next 3 weeks, which is always great. You own a gym, you can't pick up the clipboard.
So
Monday just didn't feel good, wasn't feeling hot, and decided to get it checked out. I'm a stubborn patient.
Like I was saying,
I'm probably too smart to be dumb, and I'm like, nah, I'm fine, probably constipated, something like that. And it wasn't getting better, and they said, hey, let's take you out your appendix. So I was like, cool. That was about 1:30 on Monday, and I told them, I said, I'm out of here. I'm not staying here. I'm not leaving my kids and my wife. That's chaos in itself. And 4.5 hours later, I walked out. I'm like, I'm out of here.
As a surgeon?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. They're like, you sure you don't want to stay over? No. Here's your prescription for Percocet. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want any of that. Tore that up and walked out. They said, you want a wheelchair? Nope.
No, just walked out.
Walked out.
Like, you think that's because of your strength and conditioning background?
No, I think it's stupidity. Okay. I think it's stupidity.
So not related to whatsoever.
Well, like I said, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Not this.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be at home.
Laying around.
Resting, laying around. What did I do today? Rode the ATV. Stupid stuff.
Play with your kids.
Play with my kids, yeah. Which is kind of tough because I can't pick them up.
You have three, right?
I do. I have three four-year-olds. So I have triplets.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is that?
It's great. Joking aside.
Yeah.
Joking aside, because we can always joke.
Yeah.
It's great. It has its moments. Mm-hmm. It's challenging. I can still remember coaching a class like 4 years ago. It's not going to change my life. Yeah. I'll still be in the gym. I'll train. And it's changed my life drastically. For the better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got three great healthy kids. They were premature. And so that was a challenge. And it happened right when we were actually in the sport of CrossFit, when we were competing nationally. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of hectic and chaotic. But it's like anything else. There's ups and there's downs. There's good days. There's bad days. But I got, you know, every day I still wake up and it's cliche and it's funny, but you walk in the door and your kids are like, "Daddy," I'm like, the rest of the shit doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Pardon. I mean, I know you don't mind swearing, but man, no, I'm a trucker.
It's all good. Okay, no, it just means you're adamant about.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Passion. What they always say, like, intelligent people swear.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's just a fake meme.
So I'm going to fucking swear the whole time.
Yeah. Awesome. I've got 3-4 year olds and, they're great. And, but don't get me wrong. It's a challenge. It's a challenge partly because, and I'm not knocking family by any means, we don't have a lot of help. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty much all my wife and myself. We have some good babysitters. Mm-hmm. And we got a couple people that really we can turn to in a time of need, mm-hmm. but we don't have that grandma that comes over or the grandpa comes mm-hmm. over because my father's in Iowa and her family is just out and they're not available at that time. So it's all my wife and I, and it can get really challenging. Three at the same time, same age. Do you ever get a downtime.
Do you ever bring them in the gym?
Yeah. not as much anymore, partly because we kind of implemented a rule with like kids here. We were kind of loosey-goosey for a mm-hmm. while, and then it kind of got chaotic. Said, hey, stay on the carpet, stay on the turf, whatever. And it got a little chaotic. And now that my kids are at that age of like, blah, squirrels, like herding cats, it's a lot more difficult. Okay. So I don't bring them here unless I'm by myself or with just like one person. Mm-hmm. I try not to bring with, because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the hypocrite that's like, hey, don't bring your kids. By the way, see the kid over there sitting behind somebody on a back squat? That's mine.
Gotcha.
You know. Yeah. So not there, but they love it. It's a playground. I mean, they love swinging on things and jumping on things. They'll bring all the mats down, and I'm definitely a parent of the philosophy of let them fail. Let them try things like we were talking about, like scars are stories, buddy. Yeah. Like, go over there, fall down, get some blood. I want them to learn. I want them to take dangerous steps and try things.
Is that how you learn?
I think so. Okay. I mean, back in my day, I walked uphill, you know? I think so. I mean, I'm from Iowa. I'm a single.
Yeah, if you couldn't catch that sexy drawl.
Yeah, my little northern from Iowa. And, you know, I grew up just playing, just being a kid. I know that's cliche nowadays, back in my day. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, times have changed, right?
Yeah, and parents worked all day and we just left. We went out and played and took chances and climbed trees. And if we fell, shit happened.
Yeah.
I guess we got lucky. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, I mean, I'm trying not to create safe space kids. You know, I'm trying to create kids that take challenges, question things, have fun. And
because you don't see that, and I probably have nothing to say on this subject because I don't have any kids, but from what I can observe, is that there's not a lot of that around anymore. Even though, let's say, we grow up a certain way, individuals or parents don't necessarily perpetuate that to their kids as much.
Yeah, boy, that's a wormhole that we could go.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd agree, though.
Yeah, but they're one of the reasons we're talking to you, and we're actually, if you guys are probably feeling lost right now.
Yeah, like, whoa,
what are they talking about? Is Toby is a great coach and has a vast experience in strength and conditioning. he's what I've seen, what I've learned in researching you is that you do take that approach, that play approach, that adventure approach to life and what how you kind of incorporate it into the gym in terms of various aspects, you know, how you train, how necessarily you program. We'll get onto that in probably the second half of the interview, but we'll kind of continue the thread of your life's little adventures. And one of the things that you were hoping to do, you applied to do, was the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And I saw your 3-minute video. Very well done.
Yeah, thank you.
On Vivo, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Vimeo.
Vimeo. Vivo is something else. Yeah. But why in the bloody hell do you want to do the Amazing Race? Well, what compelled you?
First off, I didn't have kids.
Okay.
So it was just, you know, I think I was probably early 30s, mm-hmm. mid 30s, somewhere in there. And so one of our coaches here, his name is Brett Seppi. He's no longer with us. Actually, lives in the Cayman Islands now. And we just thought we could do this. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll eat anything. I'm not afraid to eat anything. And I've traveled enough that I feel comfortable traveling. I've never traveled like Europe and Russia and, you know, Poland and all that. But I've traveled enough that like I feel comfortable. Like I have no problem talking to people and getting rental cars and mm-hmm. doing things like that. At the time, we were in pretty good shape. And I'm like, probably do most of the challenges. Yeah, let's give it a whirl. Unfortunately, we didn't have a compelling enough story. We tried to play the angle of he was my former student, taught high school for a few years. And I guess that just wasn't cool enough and, mm-hmm. you know, never got a call back. But hey, let's give it a whirl.
Yeah. And
thought it would have been fun.
And a lot of people, you know, think about doing things, but they won't even take the first step to actually, you know, put a video together for Amazing Race. And, you know, because there's something that's holding them back.
Yeah.
You obviously just like, hey, let's make it happen.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing to lose at that point, right?
Fear is, it can be crippling, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and say I've never like let it stop me from mm-hmm. something. But for the most part, especially as I gotten older, who cares? Just give it a whirl.
Yeah.
You know, when we were thinking about opening this place, because originally the goal was not to open a gym. We were just doing it to help people. And one of the members, people at the time, he said, what's the worst thing that could happen? You fail? Like, so what? You pay back the little loan or whatever and like you go for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's like, okay, let's do it. Yeah. So I try to instill that in the kids.
Okay.
You're like, go out there and do something. Like we were talking about, I almost ran my kids over today.
Like, I was going to leave that one out.
Check out my Facebook. You'll probably see a video of me almost running my kids over. Or I'll like delete that part before somebody turns it in. But get out there instead of always just being safe, you know, give it a chance. And it's what, I guess it's how I got here mm-hmm. ultimately, just taking a chance. Like I could have played it safe and stayed at the school and done an internship the way it was supposed to. I'm like, nah, let's give it a whirl, and went for a different internship. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of led me across the country where I am today.
Yeah, you're a consequence of the actions and decisions you make.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what,
and you weren't afraid to make those decisions.
No, I mean, maybe a little afraid, like, oh crap, what am I getting myself into? You know, but, it's all worked out and you learn from it. It's all cliche, but it's the truth.
You know? You have a bunch of baseball cards.
not a bunch.
I got a bunch. Yeah,
a couple.
I found one. I'm like, you know, is this Toby?
Yeah.
I need to pay $275 for this.
Yeah. Back in 1999.
For the Trenton Thunder?
Trenton Thunder.
Thunder's right. Yeah. Minor league? Or is
minor league. That, okay. At that time, it was AA for the Boston Red Sox organization.
Okay. And where were they located?
In Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, after I left college, my background is actually went to school for exercise science. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm looking back, I mean, I started this in 92, this whole field. Like, no, I wasn't certified in 92, but I kind of knew where I wanted to go in 92, 93.
Well, it's 2016, so it's like, more than a couple decades.
Time ago. Yeah. And I knew that kind of I wanted to be in, I was thinking like physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of, I don't know, it seems kind of boring. So somebody said, hey, what about athletic training? So I started doing it, started taping ankles. And I was a kid in the middle class. I was ripping tape constantly. And it kind of led me on to where I went to the University of Iowa for athletic training. And from there, that took me to minor league baseball as an athletic trainer, strength coach, intern. And then I kind of shuffled through the minor leagues for a few years as an athletic trainer, mm-hmm. not as a player. And had some great experiences, and ultimately how I ended up here in Ohio.
Okay.
and then things have just gone over. I've done a lot.
How'd you end up in the CrossFit space?
In the
CrossFit. What was your, what is it, blue pill, red pill?
Well, it's, let's see. So I was an athletic trainer. I was doing some high school stuff. I actually owned a business back in 2000, 2001 called Athletes Advanced Edge. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't take off. It was more of sports specific training, which tirade moment. it just didn't take off. So I was working in a clinic covering a high school as an athletic trainer. And then from there, I actually went and taught high school. So I taught down here, Kent Roosevelt. I taught high school for 10 years. And during that time, we were doing strength stuff. We were in the weight room in the morning, helping the kids get stronger, doing more traditional stuff, I guess, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And, following different protocols and just, and then one day, one of the interns from, Kent State athletic training intern, she said, have you ever check out this website? I'm like, okay. So we checked it out. She said, they're doing some stuff that you do, some stuff that's similar. I said, okay. Checked out CrossFit.com.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people at that time, like, this is pretty cool. Let's try it.
Yeah.
So Brett and I were working out, Seppi, the kid we were talking about. Mm. And one day we said, we got two choices, A or B. Whatever we do today, we'll do tomorrow. And the first one was Murph.
Ooh.
Right. And so we took on Murph, and of course, shocker, got our asses handed to us. And we're like, this is kind of cool. And so it kind of just evolved from there. Mm. We started at Roosevelt in their weight room, started just offering free training to the teachers. Because as a teacher at Roosevelt, we got 15 sick days a year. And there are people that will take it. Mm-hmm. And I understand you got kids and lives.
Yeah.
But there are some people that would take 15 sick days a year because they were sick. Now, I'm sitting here going, I just had my appendix out. So I sound like that old guy. But so we started just trying to help people.
Yeah.
And it kind of evolved. And some people, liked it. Some people dropped off. And it just kind of evolved into this thing and kind of outgrew that space, kind of got kicked out, moved to the next spot. And so on and so on.
Okay.
And just a lot's evolved over those times. So that was 2007. So in the last 10 years, our business model's changed. Our training philosophy's changed. We've gone up and down with it.
Yeah.
Some things I like about it, some things I don't like about it. Good, bad, indifferent, and ugly.
Are you still, for the most part, CrossFitting for your own personal?
No.
No.
No. Partly because of my schedule. Two, my focus right now is just quality of life.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to play.
Maintenance?
Yeah. I just want to play with my kids. Yeah. I have no ambition. I'm not trying for the Masters. I don't care about the Masters.
Yeah.
I don't watch the games. It's not that I don't watch the games. It's not a priority in my life.
I was going to say, priorities have changed.
Priorities have just changed. So I do a lot more just maintenance stuff, kettlebell stuff.
Okay.
Short, intense interval stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get big. I don't care what my back squat is.
Yeah, for sure.
I stay active enough to be proficient.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Welcome to the intermission, the most epic intermission you will ever watch or listen to.
Very, very.
Very epic. We are actually sitting down, so it's not so epic, but we are taking a little break to take the opportunity to remind everyone a few quick items.
Item number one, head on over to our website, unchartedperformance.com, and sign up for the newsletter there.
If you don't, our man over here, Liam Neeson, will come and find you. If you don't know Liam Neeson, you don't want to find out.
He's very scary. We're terrified of him. Also, if you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure you leave an honest 5-star review and a comment. You can do the same on YouTube if you're watching. You can like the video and leave a comment if you feel so inclined.
And if you happen to be watching on YouTube, on our screen, you already see all our social media accounts and where you can follow us. But if you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher and you need that daily fix of Uncharted and everything epic about it, like us on Facebook at Uncharted Performance, same thing on Instagram at Uncharted Performance, and Twitter at Reach Uncharted. And last but not least, and probably most importantly, something very cool that we're doing for the upcoming upcoming season and moving forward is
Patreon. Patreon is a very cool platform. It allows you, the viewer, the listener, to pledge to support us and get rewarded for it, of course. What we also chose to do with Patreon is to donate 10% of your pledges to A Better Chance. It is a program that helps youth or kids and young adults both to get better access to education.
So without further ado, make sure to subscribe, follow, comment, leave us feedback. The more, the better. Mm-hmm. And back to the show.
Thank you.
Enjoy, guys. Take care. I'm going to ask you some selfish questions, though.
Shoot.
Because you are a taller gentleman.
Yeah.
Like myself. And we'll keep it specific to CrossFit. Because, like yourself, I'm not doing CrossFit right now. I'm getting ready for kind of different competition.
Okay.
It's more strength-based and whatnot. So, but for those that maybe that are like myself or ourselves, you know, that are above 6 feet, you know, the CrossFit is not a tall man's sport for the most part.
What's the average? 5'8"?
5'8", right. So, we're 6 inches. Did I do my math right? 6 inches plus, outside that range, right? How were you able to become proficient in CrossFit at a taller height, right?
What's your definition of proficient? Very subjective.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not sitting here saying I was a regional athlete. Yeah, but I'm not.
Why do you think you were able to be competitive in, let's say, class or with other coaches? Let me ask
the generic answer.
Yeah.
I felt like I'm a pretty good athlete.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question. What advantage do you think you had as a taller athlete?
Well, of course, the go-to is rowing.
Yeah, rowing.
I think I have an advantage on rowing because I can just pull longer.
Yeah.
What are the movements I hated or disadvantage? Always thrusters and burpees, like two of the longest movements I don't think are advantageous to us.
Yeah. Olympic weightlifting is
pretty rough too. Yeah. Especially if you have any limitations, which unfortunately I have a few, so that's okay. I don't know how. I think just practice.
Yeah. What can you recommend? I mean, it's a tough question because, you know,
wormhole, dude. You're going down a wormhole.
Am I leading you to a tirade? I hope I am.
No.
Somebody might get down because they're just not, you know, anatomically, you know, predisposed to be good at CrossFit necessarily, right?
Yeah.
But they really want to do well, but it takes them longer to, you know, get down to the floor, or, you know, get the bar up over their head, right? So for those folks. What does Coach Toby?
Be okay. Be okay slowing down. Mm-hmm. It's okay to use dumbbells. It's okay to use kettlebells. Mm-hmm. It's okay to work positions. Mm-hmm. It's okay to do a partial thruster and hold for a little bit. Yeah, I know your time may not reflect it, or you may not get to put your name on the board, which we haven't used that in a long time anyway. Unfortunately, everybody wants everything right now.
Yeah.
I want to walk in the door and I want to be awesome. And it's just not going to happen for the most people. You know, most people aren't resilient enough. They don't have a big enough background to come in and just drop a squat. So be patient. It's okay. It's okay to, everybody wants like, well, I guess it'd be this way on the camera. Everybody wants this like immediate rise. And always when we're talking about stuff with the students is it's okay to take plateaus. Like I'm okay with a plateau. Like, well, I didn't lose 5 pounds this week. Well, shit. If you lost 3 pounds every week for the next year, you're going to be zero. So like chill out, relax. Yeah. And one of the things people run into a lot of times those newbies always come in and they get these huge PRs, right? Why? Well, because you haven't been doing anything.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, this is adaptation, nothing new. Yeah. Adaptation. And they get frustrated when now that, you know, after 6 or 7 months, their PR is maybe a pound or it's not.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. There's beauty right there. Like reflect back on what you've done. Reflect back on how far you've come instead of beating yourself up for not sick. Maybe you just had a bad day.
Yeah.
And we've all been there where we pick up the bar and like the 45-pound bar feels like it's 100, yeah. Right? It's just there's those days that you're just not ready to do it. But people see the things online and they see the people that come in and they've been doing it for a while. They think they have to be at that point. Slow down. It's okay. Like if there's one thing we've done a lot of in the last 3-4 years, just basics, go back to basics, slow down, learn positions, learn the movements, learn the different segments of those movements before you worry about the movement itself. Okay. And I guess that's stuff I wish I would have taught myself. Uh-huh. It's funny because we did a lot more of that before CrossFit. And then CrossFit came in and we're kind of like, fuck it. We're doing CrossFit, you know.
And then after a while, you kind of...
Yeah, we were doing more training. Mm. Subjective again, whatever that means, you know, and doing more positional stuff and maybe tempo training, that type of thing. And then CrossFit came in and we kind of like threw it all to the wind. Like, oh, let's just play and have some fun. And we got sucked into the Kool-Aid and sucked into the competition side of things. And now coming back to it, and like, I don't know if that was the smartest idea. It was a hell of a lot of fun. Is it the best thing? I don't know. I think it's too early to really tell, in my opinion. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
So
cool.
I don't know if that answered
the question. It does. So. I think you've teased some of this second half of the interview too. So, but before we get there, a few more things about you.
Okay.
If you go to Toby's, if you still like Toby after the interview's over, and you go to his Facebook page, you have this big cover photo that says, "How can I assist you?"
Yeah,
which is very refreshing in a sense. Depending on who you are, again, subjective. It was refreshing for me. Why do you have that so prominently displayed on such a large social medium?
Well, one of the things I'm a perpetual learner. I like to learn, and so. About 10 months ago, I don't know, beginning of the year-ish, somewhere in there, I hired a mentor. So I have a mentor that's coaching me on, I don't know, life, business, nutrition, some other stuff. And I've always dabbled in these areas. And it's probably one of the, probably a negative is paralysis by analysis. Yeah. There's like so much crap going through my head. And that sometimes I just needed to calm it down. And one of the ideas, and I also, do you know who Gary Vaynerchuk is?
Yeah.
So like, so I like Gary.
You're a big fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of Gary and Grant.
Is that why you curse so much?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and it just that whole idea of helping people. Mm-hmm. You know, I could sit up here and go, "That's why I got into this because I just wanted to help people." And partly it's true. I mean, I wouldn't be in the medical field or the healthcare field if I didn't want to help people. But it just kind of changed, and all of a sudden, I'm like, "Yeah, what can I just do to help you? Like, I'm not out for your money." Mm-hmm. I'm confident in what I know. What can I do for you?
You're not afraid to help people.
No, and at that time it was more on the nutrition side of things, kind of performance. You know, I'd program for you, but really, what can I do for you?
It's pretty simple.
It is pretty simple.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what you need to do. I got a little burned on it. I got a little frustrated by it, and I'm still working through it, learning how because. You know,
some people might be put off by the simplicity of such a question.
I think people think you want money, or
they're not used to it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you just come up to say a random stranger, or maybe even a friend, and they say, "How can I help you?" They're like, "What the fuck are you talking about? What do you want?"
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? Got to get back to just opening doors for people.
Yeah.
And just being polite. I know, especially in this time, like this past week, right? Like everybody hates everybody, and it's crazy, and like just. You know, but it was that simple. It was just, what can I help you with? Let's be honest, it was kind of supposed to be in this world of strength and conditioning, fitness, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, or, you know, I'm not out there. Hey, feel free to tell me your problems, but I'm going to probably refer out because I'm not a professional in that world. And so it was around the world of nutrition and stuff like that. How often do you see on social media, like people fighting bad habits, you know, I can't lose any weight, or how can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Yeah. And you actually, you do, if you're browsing Toby's Instagram, you do also, you pose a lot of questions.
I used to. I try, yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot now. I'm going to have you answer some of those questions you're asking your followers. All right.
Okay.
First one is getting a grip. Getting a grip on what and for what?
Oh, so many things.
So many things. What did you mean by it?
I don't even remember. How long ago are you going back?
Oh, man, I'm going back all the way back. Like, it was a very cool, was like a good meme because you had a I think it was a young lady holding onto a bar. You could just see the hands and was getting a grip.
Uh-oh. Now you're making me think. I'll be honest, I don't know. I maybe was just on a meme kick.
What matters? Getting a grip on what matters? What matters to you?
What matters to me right now?
Yeah.
Stupidly, once again, cliche. My kids.
Okay.
Yeah, right. My kids and my family. That's what matters to me right now.
Okay.
I still like to help people. Mm-hmm. That's still why I'm here. My priorities have definitely changed, okay. But that's what I do everything for.
Gotcha. Yeah. And is that then the main source of your motivation right now?
Yeah. I mean, not only, of course, you got to have a job, pay for your kids and financially, but trying to find time to just be a parent, to enjoy the experience as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. How do you measure success? And because, you know, CrossFit, it's or strength and conditioning, it's whatever's on that board, right? For most people, that's what most people see. You're not going to have somebody post on Instagram how well they did a squat. It'll be most likely how much weight they put on their back, right?
How do I measure success? Where? Here or in life?
Both.
For me, it's whether or not outside of here, it's smiles on my kids' faces. Mm-hmm. People saying thank you, hearing stories that they can do something they didn't think they could do, or you see a picture posted of a group of people from the gym that went out and did something, and you're like, that's pretty cool. Never thought you'd do that. You know, they're doing a team relay race, or they went and climbed something that you didn't think mm-hmm. they were going to climb, and that's pretty cool. Or, you know, they've lost the weight that they want to lose, or they can do something functional. Mm-hmm. In here, how we measure it is, of course, we test. We have assessments.
Yeah.
But it's just, once again, quality of movement and just how well people are they being able to do things outside?
Yeah.
You know, I think too often we get hung up in here. Like, oh, I got to get my training in. Mm-hmm. And then we forget to use it. We forget to go out and play. We forget to go out and do something stupid and put ourselves in those different situations. So success is still subjective.
It is.
And but it's not... I got to pay the bills, but it's not about money to me.
I never asked this question before of any of our interviews, and we've had a number of coaches and athletes from various spectrums. Do you ever kind of judge, or I guess quality as a measure of success in terms of a person's demeanor or energy in here day in and day out? Does that ever kind of play a part?
I think if you're doing it properly, you're always kind of have a your
kind of sixth
your
sense.
Finger on it. Yeah, your finger on that pulse. That one, so that you can coach and see whether or not you need to push them here. Mm-hmm. I'm by no. I always joke with because I didn't even say this. I'm now the strength coach at Hudson High School. So besides doing this and some other stuff, I work for Akron Children's Hospital, and they actually put me at Hudson High School, and we were talking about over there that sometimes, and I had a brain fart. What was your other question? Because I was going to talk about the high school kids.
I was going to measuring success in terms of, it's all good, measuring success in terms of not the numbers, but the overall demeanor and energy somebody has day in and day out in the gym.
God, totally brain farted now.
It's okay. You want to take a break? Good time for a break? Sure. We can pick it up when we come back.
We'll take a break, yeah.
All right, brain fart, we're going to fix that brain fart.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to head over to the whiteboard with Toby on the second half and kind of talk through, Toby's going to take us through how, you know, programming and getting back to the basics. So we'll be right back with Toby.
Thanks.